Last year was a big one for the film industry here in the islands, generating more than $300 million into the economy, according to the state's own business figures. But the legislature, over concern about giving away more than $50 million in tax credits, added additional conditions about cultural sensitivity and transparency, and even capped the motion picture, digital media, and film tax credit. Now, industry officials are nervous about whether that will drive away business, particularly on the neighbor islands, which are eager to boost their economies. We talk with Justin Finestone, the head of the film office on the Big Island, about what lies ahead.
The cap that takes effect on January 1st would cap the film credit to $35 million a year. And with two television series being produced on Oahu now, Hawaii Five-O and the new Magnum PI, conceivably, based on past incentives that Hawaii Five-O has received, that would take up the $35 million, so there'd be no other money left for any other production. Now, there are some other bigger films being produced on Oahu that will also qualify for the cap, so they would roll over to the next year. So they would have to wait a year for another $35 million to be created to get their tax credit. And I think bigger productions like the Kong Skull Islands, the Jumanjis, they can wait an extra year for their rebate. But smaller productions that typically come to the neighbor islands cannot. And the threshold to qualify for a rebate is only a $200,000 budget. So those are much smaller productions, and they really rely on that tax rebate to get their project made. And so they're not going to be able to wait a year because they're on such a tight shoestring budget anyway. And so our fear is that those smaller productions and projects that typically we see a lot of on the neighbor islands aren't going to be able to afford to have their project go forward.
So what's your hope that come January when this kicks in, that there might be some way to be able to sway lawmakers to kind of relax this credit?
Yeah, I know the industry has worked really hard with lawmakers trying to educate them on how much money the industry does bring to the state and why that film tax credit keeps things humming along and keeps people employed. So, you know, the strategy would be to hopefully get them to, if not eliminate the cap, then raise it to something more in the range of $50 million. We tried that this last session and were unsuccessful. But I think raising it to something like at least $50 million would definitely give some breathing room to hopefully still be able to help those smaller productions that a lot of people rely on as well.
If I recall, transparency was one of the things that some lawmakers were concerned about.
Yeah, there was an audit done on the state film office and how they do the tax credit, and there were some definite critical points brought up, and I know the state film office said, yep, we can do better, and they have been doing better and making sure things were running how they should be. But I think some of the concern was the amount of money being paid out. I think last year was $55 million went out in tax credits. But at the same time, production spent $320 million in the state. So I think we see far more economic benefit from the film and television industry than we pay them in tax credits. So I think it's just it takes a long time to get that message across, and I think us in the industry can do a better job of helping the legislature to understand what a critical part of the state's economy film and television production is. And it also helps our number one industry, the tourism industry, as well.
Can you talk about how the Big Island fared, you know, last year?
Yeah, so last year we had several reality TV projects. We had, like I said, a lot of travel stuff. We had a lot of food television came here. But we did about, according to our permit stats, we did about $10 million in production in last fiscal year, 17-18, on the Big Island. And that's just permit data from my county office. So if a production came to the island and only shot on private property and didn't need a permit from me, I'm not sure what they spent. So we definitely did more than $10 million, and that's a good year for us.
So as far as the credits?
The tax credit, so I'm not sure how many would have qualified for the tax credit because the state handles that exclusively. The counties aren't involved in the tax incentive. The state film office runs that. So, but I know that, again, if a production had more than a $200,000 budget, then they're eligible to apply for that, and they work with the state film office to get the rebate based on their qualifying expenditures.
Right, so your concern is going forward with a cap as low as it is, in your estimation, that you might not get as much business as you would normally.
No, for example, there's a feature film that was just running at theaters in the state, and now it's on the mainland, and it's also available online. It's called Running for Grace. So they shot exclusively here on the Big Island a year and a half or 2 years ago. Had a several million dollar budget, small film, you know, not over a $10 million budget, it's just a few million dollar budget. But they created 175 jobs, mostly on the Big Island, mostly local jobs. And the production supported an estimated 875 more jobs. You know, obviously they're buying hotel rooms, they're renting cars, they're buying supplies. And so I talked to the producers of that film, and they said, absolutely, without the tax credit, that film would not have been made. So if they could not get their tax rebate, if they were coming into production next year, it might not have happened because of this new cap on our rebate.
And so tell us about the facilities that you have on island there.
Yeah, we have a film studio here called Honua Studios. It's the largest independent film studio in the state, and it's they figure they can handle anything, any film or project up to about a $10 million budget. They have a 4,000 square foot green screen stage. I think it's one of the largest in the state. They have an audio production facility, soundproof booth called the Cube. They've got high-speed fiber. It's the highest speed fiber in the state. Connects directly to studios all over the world, so that somebody doing production or post-production or whatever here on the Big Island, they can send their footage in real time virtually back to the mainland. So they've been here for, I think, 3 years now. Running for Grace, the film I spoke about, they use that facility extensively. They built sets in there. So it's a great kind of piece of infrastructure that we have here on the Big Island that we're proud of, and hopefully get some more use out of it. It was founded on a partnership between the state and the county and private monies. It's been real good for us, and we hope it sticks around for a long time.
Yeah, so you hope their dance card is filled.
Exactly. And, you know, it's a multi-use. They rent it out for events, and they've had screenings in there. And so they get a lot of use out of the building. I know one of our local companies that produces luaus at the resorts here on the island, they use it for their office space, and they use it for rehearsals. So it does get a lot of use for other things when it's not being used for film production. It's great that the county film offices, along with the state, we all kind of work together to market the island for production. So I know Maui gets a lot of commercials, and Kauai just had a big film, Jungle Cruise, shoot there. But we'll go to events on the mainland, or we'll pool our resources to market the island as a whole, because we know when a production comes to Hawaii, no matter where they're shooting, really the whole state wins. And, you know, a good example for the Big Island was Jumanji. It shot, obviously the majority of it was shot at Kualoa Ranch on Oahu, but they came over to the Big Island and shot their waterfall scenes here, and they were here for about 4 days total. So we know that when we have production on one island, it really does benefit the rest, and we have a great group of film commissioners here in the state that really understand that, and we really work together to do our best to make sure that we're all kind of doing well in this industry. It's worth noting that our film rebate right now is 20% for Oahu, but the neighbor islands, you qualify for a 25% rebate. So you do get an extra 5% by coming to the neighbor islands. So the state is helped us to incentivize the neighbor islands in that way. And so, you know, if it pencils out that a production can find the exact location they want on a neighbor island, and that 5% makes a big difference to them, then they'll come. Because it is a little more expensive to do business on the neighbor islands, because oftentimes we don't have the film infrastructure that they have on Oahu, so they'll have to bring in more crew, they'll have to bring in some equipment, and that costs a little extra money. So that's why that extra 5% is there for the neighbor islands. For example, in 2015, the state of Louisiana, they had a film tax credit, and they put a cap on it in 2015. And virtually the entire film and TV industry that was working in Louisiana went to Georgia next door, because Georgia has no cap. And now Georgia is one of the biggest hub for production in the world. So they're really benefiting from that. So, you know, there is some history that limiting those kind of production incentives does harm to the industry. But, you know, again, it's our job to show the legislature that it's a worthy program. It's not costing the state. It's helping the state. And I think that's the message, is it does help the state, and we have to do a better job of illustrating that.
And just yesterday, the Tax Foundation of Hawaii weighed in on the impending cap. You can check out Tom Yamachika's weekly commentary online. Also this week, the film community is expected to turn out for the Made in Hawaii Film Festival. It runs this Saturday, August 25th, screening a full lineup of Hawaii-created content at the historic Palace Theater in downtown Hilo, all part of an effort to help lift Hawaii's creative industry. Learn more at the Conversations Facebook page.